You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
Looks like we are live here in New York City. My name is Brent. This is Speak English with This Guy. And I thought, I'm leaving New York City today. I've been here for the past 4 days filming some English lessons that will be out on my YouTube channel soon. Actually, one is already out, where I did an English lesson at my hotel. You might want to check that out on YouTube, Speak English with This Guy. But I thought before I leave today, we should check out Times Square together. Look at this, big American flag right here. I mean, does that look like New York City? You have the cabs going by, the taxi cabs going by. Yeah, so hello to everyone. I'm not sure I can see everyone. Daniel, see you there, how are you? If you've never been to Times Square, I would like to give you a little glimpse. A glimpse is just a little look. A peek, also another way to say a little look at Times Square. I mean, so many American stores here. McDonald's, you've probably heard of that. Gap, what is that? Gap, that's a clothing store in the United States. Let's see if we can't cross the street quite yet, but hello, I would love it if you were here too. It's a fun time. Like I said, I have been here for about 4 days. I did an English lesson here at Times Square. That should be out on the YouTube channel in a couple weeks, probably. Iraq is in the house. What is going on? Does this look anything like Baghdad? I've seen some videos from Baghdad. It looks like a great place to visit, but quite a bit different from here. I think they've stopped filming now, but we can look at this place where a television show is filmed, but I think only in the morning. It's called Good Morning America, and it's right over here. Yeah, nobody is filming right now. It's a morning show, and right now it's about 11 o'clock. But they do film a TV show there called Good Morning America. Look at this. This is a good shot of Times Square. Right there. Have you ever been to Times Square? Oh, Baghdad. Nice. Why did I come to New York City? I saw that question. So, my daughter had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and she loves Broadway. Excuse me. She loves Broadway. So there are a lot of Broadway shows around here. So she went to a couple shows. Hey, watch this. Look at this. So if you ever come to New York City, Times Square, there are a lot of people dressed up in costumes. It's not really a scam, but they will ask you if you want your picture taken. And of course, if you get your picture taken with them, you should pay them some money. But sometimes they will swarm around you. That verb swarm, we often use it with bees, the little insects, bees that like honey. Just a lot of people around you, and it can be intimidating So be careful of people dressed in costumes. Last night, I went to the Brooklyn Bridge. If you check out my story, I was there and it was so cool last night. No, thank you. It was a little rainy and definitely dark, but you could see all of the lights of the city and it was beautiful. Uzbekistan is in the house. What's the capital of Uzbekistan? Is it Tashkent? Yeah, I would love to go to Uzbekistan and have some plov. P-L-O-V. I think we say in English, plov. It looks so good. If anyone is watching from Brazil or is a fan of soccer, you might call it football, there's a store here in Times Square called Pele Soccer. I guess it's supposed to be the largest soccer store in the world. It didn't look like that to me, but it's right out front here. You see that? Pele Soccer. Let's cross the street here. And we will go into the heart of Times Square, the middle of Times Square. There are some famous stairs here. I think they're closed right now. Hopefully you can hear me okay, because it is loud. It is loud around here. Pearl, English teacher. I've seen you around before. Minnesota, oh. Hey, Minnesota. Yeah, I need to drive back to Maine today. I have about a 6-hour drive, and guess what? We are getting hammered with snow. My brother, who is the best brother in the world, if you've seen my English lessons on YouTube, I did an English lesson a week or two ago, and he plowed my driveway already. And in another English lesson on YouTube, Speak English with This Guy, he plowed my driveway. So he's literally the best brother. When I get home tonight, I don't have to worry about shoveling my driveway. It's already plowed. Egypt is in the house. I would love to film an English lesson. The Great Pyramids. Here's a statue. That's a statue of Father Duffy. I will have an English lesson on YouTube. Oh, okay, hey. Speaking of the scam, that police officer just told those people in costumes, like, hey, get away. They were, here they are. So they will crowd around you. They will swarm around you to try to get you to have your picture taken with them. And like I said, it can be pretty intimidating. They target kids right here. So they'll find little kids and then they like, hey, I'll take your picture. And then they want money. So just be careful if you ever come here as a tourist with little kids in Times Square. Minnesota, what's going on? Oh, do I have a podcast? Yes, it's called, what's it called? It's American English with This Guy. I really should have all of my like social media the same, but I think it's American English with This Guy, Speak English with This Guy on YouTube. But yes, I do have a podcast. Almost all of my lessons come, no thank you, look at that. I appreciate it though. Minnie Mouse wanted me to take a picture. Like, no, I'm good. But just say no thank you and they'll walk away. But if you hesitate, if you say, oh no thanks, you know, they might come around even more, but just no thank you. be direct. Vancouver. No, I have never been to Vancouver. No. That is on the other side of North America. I live on the East Coast, not too far from New York City, about a 6-hour drive. But Vancouver, for me to get there driving, would probably take me 4 or 5 days with stops. So I've heard it's beautiful. Korea's in the house. Uzbekistan, nice. Paris, hey, there are a lot of French tourists here. Let me say that again. There are a lot of tourists here who speak French. So I'm not sure if they are from Paris, France, Quebec, but a lot of French is being spoken around here, which is kind of cool. Chile is in the house. Santiago, Chile. Nigeria. Nigeria. What's the capital of Nigeria? Is it Lagos? Yeah, I think so, right? One of the biggest cities in the world. One of the fastest growing cities. I saw Almaty might be in the house. Might be in the house. I see some people are trying to... Farsi is spoken. Nice. Iran, maybe? Farsi? I see some people trying to come on video with me. I think it would be too hard for me to do that. I'm just trying to walk and talk and not bump into people. So I'm sorry. I'll just do it by myself today. I will do it solo. You want to see some more of New York City's Times Square? Look at that. No, I'm good. I appreciate it, though. Thank you. Good luck. They're everywhere. Who was that, Spider-Man? Spider-Man and Elmo. I didn't even ask for them to come on camera. But if I said, oh, yeah, sure, come on camera, then they would say, well, now you need to pay me. I mean, I get it. They are doing a service, but you just need to be aware of that. Also, behind me, there are people in red jackets. They are trying to sell you tickets for a bus, a tourist bus. They are all over the place. Maybe I will get one on camera. Oh, these two people love each other. Look at this. See those people over there? They really love each other. Young love. Oh, must be nice. So I was talking about those buses. When I first came to New York City, I did do a bus tour. It was okay, but it takes a long time to get around the city that way. So I probably won't do it again.
There you go, brother. That's free.
No, thank you.
Thanks for not being afraid. I appreciate of black men.
No, hey, last night or two nights ago, I bought one of those.
Oh, you're a good man. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Thank and you. I paid $20 for it.
Oh, you're a good man.
I haven't listened to it, but.
At least you paid for it.
And there will be some guys selling CDs. I bought one. The guy, he talked a good game, so I bought one for $20. It wasn't a scam. But just know, they'll tell you the CD is free. I mean, who listens to CDs anymore? Anyway, most of the music I think we listen to is digital, right? You just listen to it online. But they're selling CDs. Anyways, I bought one just to try to help them out. Okay, coming up is a person dressed as a shrimp. Not sure why. And this guy, no, thank you. I appreciate it. No, thank you. No, thank you. Now that guy's passing out beads. He'll probably ask you to pay for it. We missed the shrimp guy back there. He was dressed as a shrimp. Do you know what a shrimp is in English? They live in the ocean. They taste really good. All right. I think we are coming. Yeah, we are coming to the end. This is where I started. We walked around all of Times Square. Now, I'm going to walk to my hotel. I'll show you how close I am in my hotel. It's just down the street. And if you want more English when this live lesson is done, check out Speak English with This Guy on YouTube. And there is a English lesson. There is an English lesson. Don't worry about A and an. Sometimes even native English speakers get it wrong. An English lesson on YouTube where I visit my hotel. And I almost get kicked out. Yeah, so check it out. Speak English with This Guy, YouTube. It's about 16 minutes long. And it has subtitles. So, Brazil is in the house. Did you see when we went past the Pele store, the soccer store, right in Times Square? There's also, if you are watching from Argentina, there's also a Messi burger. Messi. The Argentinian soccer player, Messi. There's a burger you can buy in Times Square. Pakistan is in the house. Islamabad? Are you watching from Islamabad? Maybe Lahore. I would love to visit Pakistan one day. Yeah, my hotel is right over here. My hotel is right over there. And I just released that lesson yesterday. I think if you check my story, there is a link to it. I walked through with my camera. And the person at the door, we might call them the doorman, they said, hey, you can't film here. You need permission. And during that English lesson at a hotel, I can't stop filming for any reason. So it was pretty interesting. You should check it out. YouTube, Speak English with This Guy. Islamabad. Love it. Turkey is in the house. Hey, so sorry to hear what is going on in southern Turkey with the earthquakes. Hopefully you don't know anyone who is affected. Iran is in the house. I would love to visit Iran one day. I need to learn Persian though, right? Tehran seems like a great city. That's my hotel. All right, so show around, please. The hotel, show around the hotel. They'll probably ask me to stop filming. But hey, if you want to see my hotel, just check out the YouTube channel, Speak English with This Guy. I walk around here, right out here. I walk around and then I go up to my room. I meet a nice couple from Austria. We try to find Michael Jackson. Yeah, check it out. Morocco. Okay, Morocco. I hope to be visiting Morocco in 3 years, maybe two. But I would love to go to Morocco. Fez, Marrakesh, looks beautiful. All right, I'm signing off right now. Kurdistan, love it.